Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Two of the six surfers attacked by sharks over the weekend said today that they won't hesitate to go back in the water. It's just a risk we're all pretty much willing to take, said Jeff White. Jason Valentine, the most seriously injured of the six, agreed, "Whenever I get the chance to go back, I'm out there." Minor shark attacks are fairly common in the popular surfing area south of Daytona Beach where the weekend attacks happened. Six of seven attacks in one week in April came on the same stretch of beach. Like the attacks over the weekend, none was life-threatening. So if you heard about this, and these were primarily surfers, I don't know if all of them were. Jeff Dowder is a Southern California surfer with us on the line from Huntington Beach, California. And, Jeff, one of the questions that do you know the waters that we're talking about?
I do know Florida waters, and a lot of those surfers are not as experienced as Vegas, California surfers on account we do have bigger waves, more experienced board riders.
What is the biggest mistake? You're saying the Florida surfers not that experienced?
Not as experienced, no, because they really don't have the same kind of water that we're talking about. Our West Coast surf is a bit more formidable. You're talking about a common weekend of 6-7 foot sides. You know, whereas in Florida, you're not really getting much more than 2-3 foot. Sebastian Inlet is a place that's probably the most popular place to surf in Florida. It probably gets a little bit bigger than that.
Well, what's the biggest mistake a surfer can make in coming up against a shark?
Well, I mean, the first thing that we found out is that sharks do not like the taste of humans. I mean, that's why they rarely feed on a human, but they will break off the attack once they know it's a human that they're attempting to eat up. But a lot of the Southern California surfers will do is what we call a shark rappel. That's a very basic step where you take a small Swiss Army knife or a razor blade that you might use to cut the dings off your board or what have you, and just cut your hand deep enough to bleed into the water, and that tells the shark that that's the humans that are around, and they'll generally wander off.
Now, that's completely against what we've heard, sharks being attracted to blood.
Right. It's a common misconception.
That's a misconception.
It's a common misconception. But what we know now and what science has been telling us for years is that a shark will not want the taste of the human.
What about this idea that sharks mistake swimmers and surfers for, I guess it's sea lions, you know?
Yeah, and seals. Well, if you're floating in the water very calmly, you're not making a lot of wake with your board or your boogie board or whatever, they'll think you're a real seal because you're not moving much. Seals don't splash around or, like, churn up bubbles or nothing. So the other thing I think that a smart California surfer or swimmer does is we splash around a lot. The Florida surfer just sort of sits. I think a lot of people have been – I don't think it's a coincidence that most of these attacks is in the South. The little kid who had his arm eaten and these people that are getting attacked in Florida, these are all inexperienced surfers down South. And we're a little bit more experienced, you know, so the things that we've learned.
Well, this comes, in other words, from more experience with sharks? I mean, in California?
Well, yeah, I mean, sharks used to swim near the California coast looking for food and sustenance, but they got frustrated and they left and went to Florida because I think the surfers out here got a lot more smart. And so the sharks, obviously, I don't think got pissed or whatever. And
well, we know that sharks don't get pissed off, right?
No, I know that, but I mean they don't come around here no more, and they go to Florida where the surfer is a little bit less experienced, and maybe they can find something to eat. But again, they don't like, you know, humans.
All right, so what the surfer in Florida is still a human, so that helps him because he's not going to be eaten up by the shark. But by the same token, he could ward off the attack itself if he was acting more like a, less like a seal and more like a human?
That's the key.
Now, you wrote a letter to, so that means splash around a lot and bleed into the water.
That is correct. And I know that's kind of heavy, you know.
Yeah, I would say bleeding into the water. Because, you know, sharks get into a feeding frenzy, do they not?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay, and the thing that attracts a shark is the blood of the prey, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
All right, so if you are advising that people bleed into the water, it's going to scare some people because they're going to think it's going to attract the shark.
Yeah, but here's the difference, and that's the thing that it's most that everybody, I think, probably should know, is we're human beings, okay? And no shark, not that I know of, wants to eat a human being. The taste of human beings repels a shark, and the taste of the blood of the human being repels sharks. So that's the thing we got in our favor.
Okay, Jeff Dotter is a surfer from California, but he's talking about how he and other surfers fend off shark attack. One of the things you're saying is that a California surfer is a little bit more experienced, and that's why you don't hear about these attacks in California as much as you do in Florida, because the sharks, would you say, left California?
Yeah, at some point, probably in the mid to late 80s, I think the sharks finally said, you know, later for this, and went down around South America up to Florida, you know.
So they just left California because they couldn't find anybody to eat, or?
No, they've got frustrated, yeah. But even if they bit a human in California, they wouldn't want to eat it.
All right, you wrote a letter. By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dotter talking with us. The sharks left California and went to Florida because there's a more naive swimmer there?
Well, they did, yeah.
Around the Horn of South America, I don't know if they could go through that kind of cold water.
Well, no. The sharks will go through the Panama Canal. I mean, wildlife of the ocean will go through the Panama Canal now that it's there, before they would die. And then you wouldn't see a lot of that kind of traffic. You know, sharks going from the western part of America to the eastern part.
But now that there's a Panama Canal, they can.
I'm sorry?
Now that there's a Panama Canal, the sharks will go.
Now that they're, yeah, because they'll go down the coast and they'll see it and they'll go, whoa, you know, we can turn in here or whatever.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Shark attack in Florida. What does a California surfer do to keep from getting eaten by sharks? And there have been few California attacks. Tell me about the letter that you wrote to Slap the Lip magazine.
Well, in 1993, I was in Sebastian Inlet, which is the top surfing spot in Florida, and I saw a shark. This is before I knew a lot of things, what I know now. And I saw a shark attack a guy down to surf from me about 20 yards, and this was before I had done my research. I heard the guy scream. I saw the guy go under. I knew I was probably next because I know the shark saw me as it had a hold of the guy, and it looked as if it was going to let go of the guy and come after me. So I was able to catch a fairly decent side, about 4-foot wave, and now it was just a race between me and the shark. I was riding the wave trying to get to the shore, and I turned, and I could see the shark tearing ass out. Excuse my language.
That's okay. I mean, tell us how it happened, how it felt.
I could see the shark tearing after me, and it was within a few feet when I rode my board in the whitewater and just dove for dry sand. I looked back, and I saw the shark turn and try to get out of the whitewater because it was too shallow, but it didn't make it. I was able to drown it.
You drowned the shark by racing it into the shore?
Well, it was chasing me. It was chasing.
So the shark was chasing you. You surfed into the whitewater, dove for dry sand, and by then it was over for the shark.
By then it was party's over. Turn out the lights. The shark was definitely. Sharks cannot. The shark will drown in a few inches of water, and that's basically what's happened. So I've made a lot of common mistakes that people in them waters make. The people in the Gulf, the people what is down in Florida, they're making a lot of mistakes that California surfers don't not make anymore.
All right, well, you had 6 people attacked this past weekend.
Yeah, and you'll notice them people got attacked was all in the South.
All right, now this technique is called riding the fin in.
Yeah, riding the fin in is something we developed by, you know, bait the shark and just splat, you know, wave to it or whatever, get its attention, then it comes after you, then you ride the surf in and the shark chases.
And you drown it.
And you drown it. And I come up with that after I almost got chased down by that shark in Sebastian Inlet, 1993, and I will not forever forget it.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Dotter, who survived an encounter with a shark in Florida. He is a California surfer. He maintains most California surfers don't get attacked by sharks because they bleed into the water and they splash around a lot. Bleeding into the water lets the shark know it's human blood. Sharks do not like humans, and splashing around means that doesn't look like a seal or a sea lion because seals and sea lions don't do the kind of splashing that humans do. Do that, and then this technique of riding the fin in, and you may stand a chance against a shark. Now, I've never heard of bleeding into the water before. 1-800-449, unless you want to get eaten. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, we got on the line here Jeff Dowder from Huntington Beach, California, talking about shark attack and how California surfers don't get hit the way Florida surfers do because they know how to bleed into the water and how to splash around so that you don't look like a seal. Is that right? We always heard the opposite.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of a there's a lot of misnomers about it. People say, well, you know, don't bleed in the water and don't splash around. That's wrong. You need to bleed into the water and you need to splash around because the shark isn't going to expect that, and it's totally contrary to everything that they do.
Okay, 1-800-449. I don't know if you're on a car phone or anything, man, but it's breaking up a little bit. Your car phone's breaking up a little bit. Here is Eric. Eric, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
Listen, the idea of bleeding into the water is just absolutely ridiculous. First, the sharks, there's a lot of
in the water, the thing. Because a lot of those people are not going to know that.
Okay, well, you got to have one person talking at one time here.
The scientists, I mean, if you go to the Moult Marine Laboratory, where they've done a lot of research on this, and other places, Woods Hole.
How come them guys are getting hit in Florida?
Well, listen, just be quiet for a second.
That's a good question.
Let me just hear what the guy has to say.
Answer. The sharks, most of these are not feeding attacks. The sharks aren't hitting these people to feed on them. Most of them are defensive attacks. The sharks have kind of a moving territory around them. And if you get into that territory, especially in turbid water, spook them, they'll bite.
How come? They're getting hit in Florida big time. No, they don't come to California no more.
Well, you've had a number of fatal attacks in California. Just haven't had one recently.
That's because, as I was saying, the sharks have left these waters to where there's probably a few more dumb people.
The big difference in Florida is California waters are very cold and there's not very many people in them. If you go to Florida on any given day, you have nice warm waters and you have literally millions of people in those nice warm waters.
Do you hunt sharks?
Proximity with sharks.
Do you hunt shark?
Pardon?
Do you hunt shark?
I fish for them. I'm a diver. I've encountered probably 200 or 300 in my lifetime of diving. I know a lot about them.
We're going to be trying to teach shark safety to a lot of kids and surfers. Showing a bleeding technique, I think, is revolutionary, and I can understand how you wouldn't be totally into it, but it is revolutionary.
I'll tell you, pal, if a shark has hit you and opened up an artery, you're not going to be worried about deliberately bleeding into it. You're going to bleed whether you like it or not.
Well, the whole trip is don't let the shark bite you. Be bleeding first.
Which is just the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Why? Think about it, man. They don't want to eat people. They smell people.
Excuse me. Sharks will... Sharks, but as I'm saying, if it's a defensive attack, they don't care whether they want to eat people or not. They're just defending themselves against what they think is a threat.
Well, I think it's time we show them that the party's over. And when I'm serious, man. Yeah, when I wrote the fin in on that one, I don't know if it's what kind of shark it was, Mr. Henry.
What kind of sharks are these, Eric, that are, do you know what kind they are?
In Florida, I suspect, in Florida you see a lot of bull sharks.
Probably white sharks or something.
No, in Florida you see a lot of bull sharks inshore. They're a pretty nasty critter. But on any given day...
You bleed into them.
Okay, listen, thank you, Eric, for your call. This bleeding thing is presuming that sharks don't like the taste of humans.
That is absolutely correct. And if I could advise any kid, especially who's learning to surf or learning to boogie board or getting out there and body surfing, you really want to begin to learn the bleed technique. Do you like liver, Phil?
Do I like liver?
Yeah.
No, I hate liver.
Well, if you smell liver blood, then you'd go in the other direction, correct?
I don't know if I'd go in the other direction. I do not like the taste of it.
Well, the same thing. People to sharks are like lima beans to humans. It's just like it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Trey on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm somewhat confused. I didn't know these sharks could swim up fresh water.
Oh, yeah.
The Panama Canal is all freshwater.
No, that's salt water.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
it is. It connects two salt oceans, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it does not
when
how
they
it flows,
dug the
my friend.
When they dug the canal, what do you think they filled it in with? It all
there's
the
a huge lake. There's a huge lake that fills both of them, my friend.
Well,
I think you smoked a little too much weed there on the beach.
Hey, man, maybe I don't. Maybe I do. What if I do?
Well, it killed a few too many brain cells.
Well, what do you know about it?
Hey,
yeah.
I grew up
too,
my friend.
Yeah. What do you know about sharks?
What do I know about sharks?
You
I know they're not that stupid to swim up the Panama Canal.
Well, how'd they get from California? How'd they get from California to Florida?
They didn't.
They didn't.
No, they're sharks.
They
don't
used
we have
to,
sharks in both of
them?
You're hilarious.
No, man, if you think about it, they used to attack surfers in California.
Yeah, but the ones that attack the surfers in California may still be in California.
Yeah.
No, they're
the same
not,
damn
man.
Sharks.
No, dude. They migrate. Hello.
Oh, okay. I tell you what. How do you know? Did you, like, talk to one over in Florida and ask him if he's come from California?
No, it's called migratory patterns. You study them.
Oh, you study them.
Yeah. School. You know what I'm saying,
you mean,
man?
You
marine
biology. You mean you've been to school?
Well, dude, at least I know something about marine biology. What do you know about?
Yeah. All I know is I don't think that you know a damn thing about marine biology.
Well, I know more than you do, and that's you don't know nothing, so I could know nothing and still know more than you.
What in the hell are you guys talking about? Do either one of you guys, you're saying to me that this... That the shark will migrate from California to Florida by way of the Panama Canal.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever heard of a school of fish?
Hey,
you ever heard
you
of a hey, have you ever heard of a school of fish?
Hey, they won't pay the toll at the Panama Canal.
Hey, man. You know what? When you buy your first surfboard, you give me a call, okay? And so then you'll maybe know what you're talking about.
What do you mean a school of fish?
You've heard of a school of fish?
Yeah.
Okay, so there can't be a school of sharks?
I never heard a shark swimming in a school. I could be wrong.
Well, hey, welcome to the world, man.
So the sharks go from California to Florida by way of the Panama Canal.
I don't know, but I'm saying California surfers are not such dumbass that they go out and get bit up. But it's happening to the Florida dudes because they don't know about repelling the shark by bleeding into the water and splashing around.
And they don't know about riding the fin in.
Yeah, they don't know about riding no fin in. I rode a shark in down Dana Point 3.5 years ago, rode the fin in on a bull shark like to set me free, man. I dove for high ground.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to David. David, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, this Jeff Duder, is that your name? Duder?
I don't know. What's yours?
I got to tell you something, man.
Yeah.
I figured out the problem here. The reason sharks don't attack in California is because the people in the water out there are too damn stupid to be eaten.
What?
You are an idiot.
Hey, dude, do you eat steak?
You are an idiot,
sir. Hey, dude, do you eat steak? Yeah, you eat steak, and guess what? A cow ain't too freaking smart either. So how does that make you're eating a dumb...
Oh, shut up and let him finish.
Any blood in the water will start a shark in frenzy, and they
how
cannot
do you know?
Discern...
What are your credentials?
Well, your credentials are you're a surfer.
I've encountered some shark in my time.
I have too, buddy. I've been in the water with them.
Well, that's smart.
And any blood will get them going.
How do you know, man?
The only way I could possibly explain your point of view is that maybe you got hit in the head with a board about a dozen times.
No, man, because I rode the fin in on two bull sharks.
Shark has more sense than you do. He would not go into the shallows like you're talking about.
He's chasing my ass down.
That is insane.
Swimming in the SeaWorld shark tank, sir, doesn't count with being in with sharks, okay?
I really hope that you don't have a driver's
right,
license.
Now, David, you've been insulting him, but you haven't told us what your experience is.
Yeah, tell him, Phil.
Just be quiet and let the guy talk.
I've lived on the Gulf Coast and fished all my life.
Oh, that doesn't mean you've been swimming with no sharks.
I have actually
That means
been...
you caught some perch.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder. With his bleed into the water and repel the shark technique. Coming back.
Oh. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But I can't.
Say that again.
I can tell you that there's right now in hospitals and blood banks across the United States, there are thousands of gallons of unusable human blood for one reason or another. It's been contaminated. It could be infected with one virus or another, but for whatever reason, the blood is not usable. This can be used along the beaches, coastlines, a lot of the major beaches during the summer months. Okay.
You're talking about dumping bottles?
I'm saying, yeah, you can use a lot of the human blood, and from helicopters, you can do just a spray of human blood along the Florida beaches, for instance, that would keep the sharks would go. There's humans here. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. And a crop duster could be used, a variety of things.
Okay, so we're getting blood out of blood banks and using it to keep the sharks at bay. This is an entirely new concept that a lot of people aren't quite getting, Jeff.
Well, I mean, it's not my fault.
No, I'm not saying it's your fault. It's pretty whacked, and I think it would take a lot of guts, for instance, for me, to jump into the water, cut my hand, and bleed into it.
Yeah?
And think I'm going to keep a shark away.
Hey, you'll never know till you try it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe I don't want to find out that I'm wrong and have the thing bite my arm off.
Yeah, you never know till you try it.
I heard it the first time, okay? Here's Gary on the Phil Hendry Show. Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I got a question from this moron out there.
Hey, man, don't start off with me calling me a name, okay?
Just shut up and listen.
Look, we're not going to have a phone conference.
No, you shut up. Have you ever been surfing?
Well, let's put it this way. I've been snorkeling in.
Oh, snorkeling. Okay, man, you rented your fins from some guy on the beach and went out there for a day snorkeling. Things a little bit different from what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you something.
Stupid.
You live in California,
okay,
right?
Come on, look, guys.
You live in California. Is that correct?
Well, where do you live?
Okay, now answer me this.
No, I didn't say I lived in California.
Anywhere else besides that?
What?
Have you ever been surfing or diving anywhere besides that?
Now, let me ask you, have you ever surfed?
Don't have to.
Okay, what do you do, man, besides splash around in some webbed feet?
Well, besides that, let's see. We do a lot of shark hunting, a lot of shark diving.
Shark hunting, dude? You ain't never done any shark hunting in your life, man.
Anytime we ever use, it's blood, because blood is
attractive. You don't do shark hunting, man.
Oh, man, I think, you know what?
What shark hunting have you ever done?
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
What shark we ever done besides in the Atlantic?
Hey, Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay, come on, guys. Can we get some information going here? Besides,
well, this is the guy that started calling me a moron.
Let's get some information going back and forth. Let me give you a little information before you interrupt again.
What?
Okay, have you ever been out to the Grand Caymans?
Grand Canyon?
Grand Cayman, the Cayman Islands.
I'm not aware of it.
Okay, now listen.
It's down
up.
In the Caribbean.
All right, listen up. All instructors, anyone diving,
hey,
tells
man,
you to
is
same.
Your Saturday night a bathtub and a rubber shark?
Okay, let the guy finish.
Thank you much. As they tell you, sharks have a very keen sense of smell. They have a keen sense of movement.
In the Grand Canyon.
Any movement or smell other than environment a shark will come to. Sharks will attack you when they are hungry. Regardless of whether you're a human or not.
No, they won't, because they don't eat humans.
Okay, I guess you got your information from Jay Leno.
No, man, I got my information from the National Geographic magazine.
That's just as good. Who was it written by, Goofy?
National Geographic, dude? No, I don't know. I guess you haven't read it, or maybe you don't read. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, the problem
is you're from California. Oh, I see. That's another California joke. Look, you don't hunt sharks in the Grand Canyon, dumbass.
Hey, jerk off.
He didn't say Grand Canyon. He said Grand Cayman.
And another thing, they don't have no sharks in the Colorado River, neither.
Where's he talking about rivers?
You're the guy that said that sharks is in the Grand Canyon.
Cayman, man!
Hey. Clean the wax out of your... Oh, excuse me. Take the plugs out of your
ears. What did you say?
The Cayman Islands.
Never heard of it.
Oh, well, you better read National Geographic because it tells you where it is.
I thought you don't read.
Oh, no, you don't read.
I read good.
Well, then why are you mumbling?
I ain't mumbling, man. I told you. I went out to the Grand Canyon, and I didn't find no shark, which is where apparently you think they are.
Would you like me to speak this in your language?
Go ahead.
It's not the Grand Canyon. It's the Cayman Islands. Look it up in the National Geographic. It will explain what type of islands
they are.
Where's
it located?
Caribbean.
What?
Thank you.
The Caribbean.
Caribbean.
It's south of Jamaica, I think.
It's about 132 nautical miles
south. Well, what's this got to do with sharks, man?
Well,
okay,
hey,
look, forget it. Forget it. Grand Canyon. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
See all these kids that are croaking, playing football? They're dying during practice, and they're dehydrated. I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about that. I don't like to see children dying. None of us do. I also like the game of football, you know? And I kind of like what it does, because I got two sons playing football right now. Two of my guys are playing football. They're in Hell Week right now, as a matter of fact. What they call Hell Week, I don't know how many of you parents know what a Hell Week is. Hell Week is when they have two-a-days. They have two practices a day, and they're practicing in pads, and they're hitting. And they're practicing hitting, and they're doing all the things, you know, hitting the sleds, everything. And they do it in the morning, and they do it again in the afternoon. That's Hell Week. Now, our eldest guy is on a varsity team. He's got 2 weeks of Hell Week, and our youngest guy is on the freshman-sophomore team. He's got 1 week of Hell Week. And I got to be honest with you, I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic for them. Now, do I want to see them croak from dehydration? No. Is it true that these guys get physicals? Yeah, they do. They give them a physical. But you know what? These coaches, man, it's not all their fault. Who are you going to sue? You can't sue everybody and everything. You can't. You just can't do it. I know it was your kid. I know you feel bad. I know you want to lash out. You want to kill somebody. You just can't do it. It's just sometimes kids just die because they get overheated and nobody knew. They didn't know they had a bum heart. They didn't know they had high blood pressure. Maybe they were too fat. Whatever. Tell you what you ought to do. Get your fat ass kid off of some of that stuff he eats. Get him slimmed down a little bit. Give him a fighting chance out there. If you think that the school's going to put the kid in shape. See, that's the other thing. A lot of these parents, I know what I'll do. I'll send my kid out to football, and the school will get him into shape. And football, man, next thing you know, he's going to look like freaking, what's his name, Atlas. He's going to look like damn Arnold Schwarzenegger, Negro. He's going to be fantastic. He'll have the big arms, the big chest, the big, well, maybe not that. But he'll be, you know, he'll be hanging in. And, you know, they want their kids to excel, but they don't think they need to die to excel. Well, maybe your kid needs to die to excel. Boy, he did great. Well, where is he? Well, he's in the box. We're putting him in the ground, but he did. No, I mean, I don't mean to make fun or anything, but sometimes the kid's just ignoring his body. You look at some of the fat kids we got around these days. Man, it's a beautiful thing looking at the cheeseburger. I'm not a health freak. All I'm saying is if your fat kid's going to play football, then you better get his ass in shape. And, yeah, that's right. I know Junior. He's only 11. Put him on Weight Watchers. Speaking of that, I'm only at 232 pounds. Can you believe that? I was at 226, and the last time, in other words, the last time I was really fully into Weight Watchers was over, well, it was just before that we took the cruise to the Disney cruise, and that was in late June. So what are we talking about now? We're talking 2 months, and it's been 2 months, and I've gained only 6 pounds. Is that pretty cool? I can't believe it. I think I must have cancer or something. I think that I'm, something's eating away. No, I'm kidding. That's funny, Phil. Cancer. Thank you. You're welcome. No, I don't know what it is, but I'm. This is a great thing. I feel fatter. I don't know what. I think there's something wrong with the scale. You want to know what it is? We got a scale that don't work. There you go. I'm 400 freaking pounds. My wife's got to get that scale fixed. I'm 232, and I've never looked worse. I grew this goatee. I got women commenting now. I don't mind telling you. Women are commenting on my desirability. I was called a babe magnet this past weekend by my mother-in-law. I don't know. I'm getting sick of this crap. You don't know how bad I want to quit. I want to quit and go to Mexico. Look at this. I'm all ready to go back on vacation. This is the Phil Henry Show. We do all the voices on this show, the voices of the characters, and then the voices of the, you know, me, and then the character voice, blah, blah, blah. People call up and they say, I know you do all the voices, but I got a guy listening to this show for 3 years. 3 years. He refuses to believe that all those voices, Harvey Wireman, Margaret Gray, Jeff Downer, the guy we just heard, as a matter of fact, David Hall, all those characters, he refuses to believe that I do all of those. There's got to be another actor in there. Well, there ain't. It's just little old me. Okay, so where was I? Oh, football and the kids. I'd rather be back in Mexico right now, to be honest with you. I'd like to take another run at that Mexican vacation, see if I can't go someplace else and have a little bit of fun. You know what kills me is the prices of the hotel rooms down there. We found a place in Puerto Vallarta. We went down there. Okay, it was a couple of hundred a night. But, you know, if you save enough, if you take the no-deposit, no-return bottles in, if you sell some blood, you can get up enough money to give yourself a pretty good week. Now, this joint that I used to go to, this was 3 years ago, 200 a night. It's 800 a night now. I'll never go back there. I can't afford it. Can't afford to go to that joint. So that was where I saw that fat Val Kilmer telling you about these Weight Watchers and what people need. Nothing sucks worse than coming home from a vacation you didn't enjoy. All right, so I don't want to complain about that. What do you want to talk about? Anything? Let's open it up. Huh? How about you may now talk to Phil, 1-800-449-8686. Since everybody is staring at me with a dumb bulkhead stare today, I guess I got to come up with a couple of ideas. You may now talk to Phil. We get a couple of ideas, opinions, concepts, things that you like, don't like, things that we've said. 1-800-449-8686. Check in on whatever it is that's, you know, kind of twisting you on this show. And we'll come back with that right after this. Do a flashback. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Nobody thinks that everything that you see on the movies is what really happens in life. So I don't understand where you're coming from talking about that Chris Tucker is, like, making fun of the LAPD. It's just a movie. And a lot of people that, or at least the parents that teach their kids right, all the kids know that movies are not for real.
Did you see Rush Hour 2 or Rush Hour 1, or did you see both of them?
I saw both of them.
Okay. Hong Kong PD don't fly around like Hidden Dragon. Do it.
What's your point?
Well, you know that, right?
Okay,
so in other words, what you're saying about movies not being real, Sasha, so Saving Ryan Private was not real, right?
I understand that there's certain truths to movies. But of course they're not going to take everything.
Saving Ryan Private.
What did I say?
You said Saving Ryan Private.
Isn't that his name?
His name was Private Ryan.
See,
and you know
you
what?
You need a lot more education before you get on the radio and start talking about things that you don't know.
Let me
about.
Ask you a question. Did you know that Waterworld was not true?
Who cares? It's a movie.
Okay, but see, if you thought Waterworld was true, you might be like, I don't know what, man. You could go out, like, get a boat, spend a lot of money on a boat that you don't need.
Why? For what
because
reason?
If you think
anybody in their right mind wouldn't do that. What, because they see it on a movie and they're just going to go out ahead and do it?
That's why I asked
you. You're not making any sense.
Wait. Why would she think?
Movies are for entertainment.
No, Mr. Henry.
It's entertainment. That's what it's called.
I just want to say.
Entertainment.
That's why I asked
you. They didn't say it's facts and everything that happened.
What about Saving General Ryan, man? You said that was true, so it isn't all fake, okay? That's never.
Saving General Ryan now, so he got a promotion?
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
And what in movies, they show a lot of Mexicans being crackheads. Are you a crackhead?
I'm a crackhead. Man, I'm studying to be a police officer. I'm not no crackhead.
That's exactly right. That's my point. In movies, they show Mexicans
as
doing certain things. Are you like that? We can't judge everything by what they show in movies.
Well, they showed that dude Jesse Owens, man, like running fast. Is that the way it is?
Yes. Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals.
OK,
Okay,
see, there's facts behind it.
I didn't know that. But all
well,
I
that's
asked
exactly
was,
where education comes in.
All I asked you was, did you think Waterworld was real or not? Yes or no? Do you think Waterworld's real? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, good. See,
Well, let me ask something, Dave.
What?
How could I think Waterworld is real when I drive my car on dry land to work
exactly.
every day?
Thank you.
Well, okay, technically, yeah.
Technically what? Is Waterworld real? Let me look out the window. Nope, it ain't real, man. The water ain't... there ain't no water on the world.
Yes, there is, man. Obviously, there's an ocean, okay?
Well, what's that got to do with Waterworld?
With Waterworld.
That dude had gills and he was swimming... Are you freaking goofy?
Okay, did you see Annie?
Yeah.
Was that true?
All right, look at Sasha.
True, Mr. Henry? I wanted it.
Get out of here, you freak.
Phil Henry's flashback.
Hey, was Peanuts true? I mean, you don't know. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. You may now talk to Phil here. Open it up to comments, questions, and opinions about the Phil Henry Show or things you've heard on the show. And we're just back from our big Mexico whirlwind vacation where we did get the Mexican two-step trot, green apple, whatever the thing is that you get. Got that. Boy, was the food bad. First time for me. See, I don't come back from there complaining too much. But it's a smaller and smaller area where you can really go and have a good time, you know. Don't want to go to France. Don't want to go to the Caribbean. Don't want to go to Mexico. Don't even want to stay in the United States. Where to? How about China or something? Canada. Blame them. How about vacationing in Vietnam? I hear it's beautiful there this time of year, man. I really think it'd be great. By the way, what was that thing we were talking about, the Aryan Brotherhood? We had a situation in Sacramento today. Some guy went on a rampage, some dude that killed a bunch of people. His family, yeah. And Craig mistakenly said to me it was another daycare center shot up. And we got to talking about the daycare center in Los Angeles that was shot up by that white supremacist. And he wanted to get the race war going, so he went in and shot children, okay? And I was thinking, you know, as an advertisement for membership in the Aryan movement, in the white people's resistance kind of thing, that's a hell of an advertisement. That's a great thing. I mean, he shoots up a daycare center full of kids. I want to get on the phone right away and call. Yeah, could I be a member? That's great. I'm going to get right in there, man, right now. You did a great job there, Buford. I was on the fence about whether I wanted to join that Aryan deal or whatever it's called, Aryan Nations, but when that guy shot up that daycare center and actually had the guts to plug a three-year-old, man, that pushed me over the edge. I got to be a part of that organization. I think your marketing department there needs a little help, boys. Whatever you guys stand for, I don't know what it is, but you lost that farm you lived on in Idaho, and you got Buford running around shooting kids. You guys need a little help there in the advertisement department. I don't know. Get some big agency in New York. They may be Jews, but they can help you. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.